Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're taking an Amen style raga break and warping it so it locks to your project tempo, but still feels like it came off a dusty dub plate. A little loose, a little chopped, lots of attitude. The big idea is this. We're not trying to make the break perfect. We're trying to make it playable, tight where it counts, and messy in a musical way. Let's set up the session first. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling drum and bass, and it'll keep our decisions consistent. Turn on the metronome. And if you like having a visual timing reference, create an empty MIDI track and put a simple 1 or 2 bar clip of straight 16th notes. Totally optional, but it helps your ear lock into what straight feels like before you start bending things. Now drag your Amen or Raga Break onto an audio track. Click the clip so you're in clip view, and turn warp on. For warp mode, choose beats. This is one of the most important choices in the whole lesson. Beats mode is great for breaks because it keeps transients punchy, and when you push it, it can do that crunchy little retrigger vibe that feels very jungle. Under beats settings, set preserve to transients. Set envelope somewhere around 60 to 80 as a starting point. If you want more obvious chop bite, you can try transient loop mode on forward, but for a natural break feel, leave it off to start. We can always get more aggressive later. Now we do the part that makes or breaks everything, setting the downbeat. Zoom into the waveform. You're hunting for the true first kick of the phrase. Not the first sound you see, the first this is the one kick that feels like beat one. When you find it, right-click right on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. This step is not just technical, it's musical. If you set the downbeat wrong, you'll spend 20 minutes fighting a break that never feels right, and you'll think warping is broken. It's not broken. The one is just in the wrong place. Now, before we get fancy, let's do a quick coach move, a phase and punch check. Duplicate the audio track. On the duplicate, leave warp on. On the other one, turn warp off. Now you can solo back and forth and listen for what warping is doing to the sound. If the snare crack turns papery, or the hats start sounding swirly and facey, that's usually a sign you've either got too many warp markers or the wrong stretching approach. We are about to place markers carefully, so if it already sounds weird, don't keep adding complexity. Simplify. Okay, manual warping for groove, not perfection. Here's the beginner rule that will keep you out of trouble. Anchor the important hits, not every transient. Loop 2 bars. We're going to put warp markers at the main musical pillars. Kick on 1, snare on 2, kick or strong hit on 3, snare on 4. Do that across the 2 bars. In Ableton, you can double-click to create a warp marker, then drag it so the transient lines up where you want. And here's where the groove decisions happen. If you want the loop to feel urgent and rolling, try nudging the snares a tiny bit ahead of the grid. If you want it heavier and more laid back, let the snares sit a hair behind. And when I say hair, I mean tiny. Think 1 to 10 milliseconds. You're not dragging things to a new subdivision. You're basically giving the drummer a personality. Now listen with the metronome, or better, throw in a simple sub or a clicky placeholder kick so you can feel how the break sits against something stable. Also, let the break drift between anchors. That natural drift is a big part of classic jungle feel. If you lock the first kick and the main snares, you can often leave the ghost hits alone unless they're doing something truly annoying. Next, we'll add chopped final timing with micro warps. Tastefully, find a moment in the break that already has energy. A snare flam, shuffle ghost, maybe a tiny vocalish texture, anything that feels like motion. Put a warp marker just before it, and another just after it. Now you've isolated a tiny region you can manipulate without destroying the whole bar. If you pull the second marker slightly left, you tighten that region and get a stuttery, chopped feel. If you push it slightly right, it gets draggy, like tape being pulled. This is one of the fastest ways to get raga-style attitude without adding any new samples. Use Command or Control 1 and 2 to change grid size while you work, and don't be afraid to temporarily disable snap when you're doing micro timing. You're working by ear here. Now commit a clean loop. Set your loop braces to 2 bars. Make sure it loops without clicks. If you hear a click at the loop point, enable clip fades and add a tiny fade in and fade out. You don't need much, just enough to stop the hard edge. If you want to lock this in as a clean piece of audio, select the region and consolidate with Command or Control J. Now you've got a stable, warped break that behaves. And now the fun part. Slicing. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick Transients as the slicing method and choose Drum Rack. Ableton will build you a drum rack full of slices mapped across pads. This is where you stop being stuck with the loop and start writing your own breakbeat while keeping the original texture. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the slice track. Start simple. Find the main snare slice and place it on beats 2 and 4. Find the main kick slice and place it on beats 1 and 3. Now add ghost notes. Put quieter slices on off 16ths to get that skitter. And then add one signature turnaround at the end of bar 2. Classic move. A fast little snare kick run right before the loop comes back around. Velocity matters a lot here. Think of velocity like groove, not volume. Main snares can live around 110 to 127. Ghost hits can live around 30 to 70. And little push notes that you want people to feel but not notice can sit around 80 to 100. If your loop sounds too robotic, don't immediately reach for swing. First, fix velocity. Velocity is the fastest way to turn a stiff chop into something that breathes. Now let's build that chopped vinyl character using only stock devices. On the slice drum rack track, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Add crunch around 10 to 30. Boom can be nice, but in DNB it can clash with your sub, so keep it low or off unless you're sure. Adjust damp to taste. After drum bus, add saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive it about 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. We're going for density and grit, not flattening the drums into mush. Next, add auto filter as a vinyl tilt. Use a low pass 12 dB slope. Roll off a little top end, maybe down to 10 to 14 kHz. Subtle. The point is to take off the pristine digital edge. If you want extra grit, add redux. But this is the danger zone. Tiny amounts. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction barely anything, like 0 to 2. If your break starts sounding like white noise, back off. A good rule. If you can obviously hear redux, you probably went too far. Optional. Add chorus ensemble for micro wobble. Keep the amount very low. We want the hint of movement, not a 90s synth chorus. Then put utility at the end. Set width around 80 to 100% and turn bass mono on around 128Z. This is DNB discipline. You can have wide tops, but your low end needs to behave. Quick extra sound design win. Split band processing. If you want the perfect clean lows, dirty highs approach, create an audio effect rack. Make a low chain and a high chain. Low chain gets a low pass around 120 to 180 Hz and stays mostly clean, plus bass mono. High chain gets a high pass at the same frequency, and that's where you put the redux, chorus, extra saturation. This way the kick weight stays stable while the top gets crunchy and sampled. Now let's add movement. Vinyl wobble and stop-start moments. In clip view, automate clip transpose varies slightly. We're talking plus or minus 5 to 20 cents over 1 or 2 bars. It should feel like drift, not a pitch effect. Another option is using a pitch device like shifter very lightly for motion and for tension. Do a classic dropout. Automate the track volume down for just a 16th note right before a snare. That tiny silence makes the snare feel bigger. It's one of those old tricks that still works every time. Now let's turn this into a simple arrangement, so it feels like music and not a loop demo. Try a 16-bar skeleton. Bars 1 through 8. Intro. Filter the breakdown so it's darker. Maybe around 6 to 8 kHz cutoff, and introduce a ragga vocal stab once every 2 bars if you have one. Keep it teasing. Bars 9 through 16. Drop. Bring the full break in, unfiltered, and add bass if you've got it. Then, on bar 16, add extra chop fills to lead into the next phrase. A jungle arrangement tip. Make it move, but keep a recognizable 2-bar logic. If every bar is different, it stops feeling like a tune and starts feeling like random edits. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't warp every transient. That's how you get rigid timing and facey hats. Anchor the key hits. Don't use Complex or Complex Pro as your default for breaks. It can smear transients. Beats mode is usually your friend for this. Don't overdo the vinyl. Too much saturation, redux, or chorus kills punch. Subtle is louder. If you get clicks at loop points, use clip fades and make sure the loop ends near a sensible transient. And always check mono. Drop utility at the end and hit mono for 5 seconds. If hats vanish or the break collapses, you've got too much stereo modulation or widening. Keep the wobble on the high band, and keep the low end centered. Now a quick mini practice run you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Import a break, set tempo to 172, warp in beats mode. Place warp markers only on the main kick and snares across 2 bars. Slice to MIDI by transients. Write a 2-bar pattern with snares on 2 and 4, at least 6 ghost hits, and 1 fill in the last half bar. Add drum bus. saturator, auto filter, and utility. Then bounce two versions, the raw warped loop, and the sliced plus processed groove. A slash be them and listen for what changed. Timing, feel, punch, and character. Recap. Beats warp mode keeps your transients sharp for Amen and Raga breaks. Setting 1.1.1 correctly is everything. Manual warp markers should be anchors, not a full quantize job. Slice to MIDI turns the break into an instrument. And your chopped vinyl chain is about controlled dirt, drum boss, saturator, gentle filtering, maybe a touch of redux and utility to keep the low end sing. If you tell me your break's original BPM, and whether it's a clean Amen or a Raga loop with vocals, I can suggest exactly where to place the main warp anchors and give you a ready-to-go two-bar MIDI chop pattern that will roll at 172.